I got to think that there are teams around Major League Baseball looking for pitching, and they're at least going to kick the tires on Marcus Stroman, knowing that the Blue Jays, you know, look, the Blue Jays, even with Vladdy Jr. coming up, they're going to need to do an awful lot of work to get a competitive team on the field next year, a team capable of contending. And I don't frankly even know if that's if a contending team is a reality. But man, if you could get a young position player, an everyday player for Marcus Stroman, maybe a prospect as well, you got to at least think about it, don't you?
Yeah, I think you also have to think about, like, identify your core.
Mm-hmm.
So is Stroman, Sanchez, are they still your core? Because I know my colleague Steve Simmons was talking about this on the weekend in his column, and we keep calling these guys kids and saying, well, they got the potential to be aces for a long time. Well, Stroman's 27.
Yep.
Sanchez is 26. They ain't kids anymore.
Nope.
So, and, you know, it's a spotty season for Stroman. Last night looked vintage, inducing the ground balls, fielding like a shortstop, even picked up a hit. I think he was really good in getting that first strike. Wasn't relying on that gimmick, kind of the shimmy, and he was doing a pause a bit and the quick pitch, but it just looked like he was more comfortable up there. And, you know, if that's the Stroman that you think you're going to get for the next couple of years and he can be consistent, then, you know, he's probably part of your core. But I think it just goes back to which four or five guys are you going to be forging ahead with.
And that's the thing. The Jays will have to put a team in the field next year. And you are, you know, look, I guess what's a little concerning about this. I think if you spoke to the Jays at the start of the year, well, no, the Jays said this at the start of the year, Michael, but, you know, given the fact that Sanchez and Stroman are both under control for another 3 years, given the fact, sorry, 2 years, I believe, given the fact Osuna is under control for two more years, I got to get that corrected. I don't know exactly. Travis, maybe you can help me whether it's 2 or 3 years that they're under control. But you should be able to look at that group and say, okay, here's our core.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Sanchez, Stroman, Osuna, closer, and two-fifths of a rotation.
And we've a 1-2,
Vladdy,
really.
Jr. Yes, possibly. Yeah, sure. A 1-2. Why not? Vladdy Jr. will be up next year. Bo Bichette's probably a little bit behind him. Vladdy Jr. obviously is part of the core. Teoscar Hernandez, Randall Grichuk, you could say they're part of the core because they're pretty cost-effective. Same with Lourdes Gurriel Jr. So, I mean, and that's being, and Danny Jansen at AAA, and that, I admit, that's really broadening the core, right? That, I'm not saying that those are the guys you wouldn't trade, but I'm saying those are the guys you would probably identify as being guys who are going to start for you next year. All three are, okay, Travis McKenzie telling me all three are controllable through 2020. So, you got two more seasons out of them, out of all three of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your window of opportunity right there. Because you've got to think that within that two-year period, Vladdy, Bo Bichette, maybe one of the younger guys, or sorry, not younger guys, but maybe one of the guys like Logan Warmoth or something like that, one of the guys at single A comes up, Barucki's here, maybe Sean Reed Foley, maybe Anthony Alford figures it out. And you've got him, you've got Danny Jansen. So you kind of got 2 years to work with. And I think that's probably the biggest concern for this year is you still have those guys, Stroman and Sanchez, together for next season and the season after. But here you have Aaron Sanchez with health again, and he really hasn't been. He's had a couple of starts this year where he was really good, flirted with a no-hitter in one.
Yeah.
And Stroman kind of been up and down, up and down, up and down. So your point is well made in that logic would suggest that these two are part of your core. But.
That's a big but.
Based on what you've seen from them so far, how confident are you? Are you confident enough in them that if somebody didn't come along, or if somebody did come along in the case of Stroman and make you an offer, you wouldn't at least consider it? See, I'd consider it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said that at the start of the year. I was one of those guys that was saying they should lock Stroman up to a long-term contract, buy out a couple of years of his free agency, I mean, that would have been the thing to do 2 years ago, I guess. I would have loved to have seen that. I mean, I'm a big believer in doing that, and that's what we saw happen with the Cleveland Indians when Shapiro and Atkins ran the Indians, at least. And that's, you know, maybe, Michael, that's sort of what Marcus Stroman is pitching for right now, to reinforce his place as part of the core of this team.
Yeah, he's always pitching against some sort of criticism or whatever, and that's what works for Stroman. But yeah, I don't know. Like, if you're going to choose between Sanchez and Stroman, you know, the only thing really holding Sanchez back is his index finger.
Yep.
And it sounds like trivial, and yet this is something that's really plagued him now for the better part of two seasons. With Stroman, you know, you just haven't seen that consistency. So we get a really good start last night, and you get a good start the game before his previous start. But really, it's just been kind of up and down, where you don't know if that sinker-slider combo is going to be working. And if not, well, he goes into his bag of four or five pitches, and then he's basically done by, what, mm-hmm. the fifth inning. So last night was impressive because of all the strikeouts and the fact that he was only around 90 pitches by the seventh inning. So if he can be that efficient going forward, that's a great sign.